This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Vikings mustered only 4 yards of offense in the second half and lost at Green Bay yesterday 23-6. Head coach Kevin O'Connell says of the time after halftime,
2 turnovers and 3 punts on offense, and then defense got the stop that we kind of talked about at halftime. Getting going, they got that stop to start the second half, and then we had a pretty catastrophic turnover to give them a free chance at 7 points.
Quarterback J.J. McCarthy threw for only 87 yards for the entire game, was sacked 5 times and threw 2 interceptions. He says, though, he's not lost confidence.
Confidence is always high, no matter what, because of the guys in that room, because of, you know, the trust and faith in my abilities. And, you know, it's just, you know, we got to put things together. We got to keep putting days together, plays together, and execute better at the end of the day.
Justin Jefferson had 4 catches for 48 yards. The Vikings are now 4-7. They'll visit 8-3 Seattle on Sunday. The Wild got another strong effort from goaltender Jesper Volstead. They beat the Jets in Winnipeg last night 3-0. Volstead had 32 saves in the win.
I felt like maybe we didn't get off to the start that we wanted, but I feel like we were just at the moment defending really well. Even though we get stuck in our own zone for a couple of minutes and they get some pressure, we're still calm and we're collected. And stick to our game plan, and then after a while we start to step up and play our game again.
Danilo Yurov, Brock Faber, and Kirill Kaprizov supplied the goals. Minnesota's next in action on Wednesday. The 19th-ranked Gopher volleyball team swept past Rutgers yesterday in 3 sets. The Gopher women's basketball team plays South Florida today in the Bahamas at 3. The Lynx won the 2nd overall pick in April's WNBA draft during last night's draft lottery. The Wolves will play in Sacramento tonight, taking on the Kings. And the Minnesota United are in the MLS playoffs. They take on San Diego in California tonight. For more Minnesota sports info, go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com. This is MNN Sports.